Now, over the Easter holidays, you may have brought the kids to see the film Boss Baby. It is a kids' film, but the fact that Alec Baldwin provides the voice and that the main character is rather childish has led some to speculate that it's a bit of a sly commentary on Donald Trump. Well, certainly that wasn't the intention of the author of the book it's based on. Marla Frazee published Boss Baby in 2010, and she's on the line now. Afternoon, Marla.
Good afternoon. It's nice to talk to you.
Your book is called The Boss Baby, rather than just Boss Baby, as is in the film. Tell us about your book, because it's probably a bit shorter than the film's probably developed the story out a bit more.
Yes, the book is a 32-page picture book, and the movie is, I think, an hour and 37 minutes. So, you know, it's quite a different form.
Yeah. And the story of your book, what is the story it tells?
Well, essentially the story is that a baby enters his home in his suit onesie with his briefcase after having been, you know, arrived in a taxi, which is, you know, as we all know, how babies arrive.
Yes, indeed.
And he surprises his parents with his arrival and then proceeds to take over as babies are wont to do. And they are alarmed and, you know, sort of stressed and trying to deal with this new arrival in their world.
And he's the first baby in the house.
He is the first baby in the house. Just recently, last fall, I did a sequel to that book called The Bossier Baby, and a little girl baby arrives in the taxi and then proceeds to demote the boss baby and promote herself to CEO.
I suppose anyone who's gone through the experience of having, especially your first child, is the book aimed at parents or is it aimed at children?
That's an interesting question. I think the book is aimed at a picture book age child, which is always my first thought when I'm working on a picture book. And I believe that children that age love books about babies because they were so recently one themselves. But now they have a different perspective on things. So, I've done a lot of books about babies. One in particular was about babies learning how to walk for the first time, which becomes sort of an extended metaphor for, you know, learning how to do anything new. And I think I've experienced kids of a picture book age being very amused by the idea that babies would go through a similar process of learning something new. So I think of it as a book for, you know, kids anywhere between the ages of 2 to 8 primarily, and I think they think it's very funny to see a baby in a suit that's bossing everybody around. And often they have babies in their house or maybe pets or like creatures that are smaller than them that boss them around or friends that might be bossy. So I also think in a secondary way it's a book for, you know, new parents. And I know that a lot of people have received it as a book, you know, when they're about ready to have a baby.
Yeah, because babies are tyrannical. They're tyrannical monsters who just want everything their own way. Part of the inspiration for writing the book is when your 15-year-old got a cat.
That's right. And, you know, we had never had a cat in our family. We had a dog, and he wanted a cat. And so we got this little kitten for Christmas for him. And after 2 weeks, it was adorable, but it was, you know, pooping on various places in the house that it shouldn't have been. And it was stressful. My son came up to me kind of just in tears and said, I don't know, maybe we should take it back to the cat adoption place. And I said, why would we do that? And he said, well, it's stressing everybody out. And I'm like, it's fine. This is nothing. You should have seen what it was like when you guys were babies. It'll be okay. We'll learn how to love this cat, which, you know, of course we did. But I was watching how he felt and seeing it sort of outside of my experience of being a parent and having it be about him with his little kitten, it framed it up for me, that feeling, which is often, you know, the beginning of a picture book for me is the emotion. It's such a universal emotion, you know, to feel bossed around by whether it's a baby or something else that's stressing us out that we don't have any control over.
Though when you're a parent, you don't really have a choice in the matter.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't send them back to the baby factory. So then the picture book and how that was developed into a film, were you involved in that process at all, or was it just the case that they bought the rights and then sometime later you go to see a movie?
Well, it was sort of in between. I wasn't creatively involved, but I was involved because DreamWorks was so generous in inviting me into the process. So initially, they optioned the book before the book actually was published. So way back in 2010, we had heard that they wanted to option it for a possible feature-length animated movie, which was so exciting, but also tempered because, you know, I know a lot of books get optioned and they don't ever get made into movies. So I was, you know, really excited, but cautiously. And then over the years, so it's been 7 years since then, we've been, you know, privy to what they've, where they are in that process. And then when it went into production, it looked like, okay, this might actually happen. And so I saw it at various stages in its production, and it was, you know, always incredibly exciting. It wasn't until about 2 weeks before the premiere, though, that I saw it finished, you know, and that was a whole other level of excitement for me, because in the last few months of production, many things really tighten up, and it was almost like seeing a completely different movie than the one I had seen, you know, a few months before that.
Ah. And was it how you imagined it would be?
Well, the first time I saw it, it was only, I saw just sort of idea sketches up on the walls of the studio and various storyboard sketches, and I could see the range of ideas and creativity and passion that all these artists were putting out there, you know, and I wasn't sure how it was going to get corralled into what it became, but I could sort of experience the range of it. And then when I first saw, maybe it was about 40 minutes of the film, but it was at various places of the film. It wasn't a straight narrative at that point. So there were a couple scenes I saw early on that were fairly finished. And it was the part of the setup of the film where they really almost, there's a narration that's done by Tobey Maguire, the actor, in the character of the grown-up brother, Tim Templeton. And it sets up, you know, when the baby arrived at the house in the film. And it's almost a line-by-line narration that comes from the picture book text. And a lot of the images are from, you know, sort of based on the way my baby in the book came into the family. So seeing that was, well, it's so exciting. And it was almost, you know, it was so unbelievable that even a couple weeks afterward, I would kind of pinch myself, like, did that really happen? Mm-hmm. Did I dream that? Is that really something that I saw? And so it take a while to kind of wrap my mind around, like, this really is going to happen. I'm just very excited about it. I knew that it was going to be very different than the book. There are many things about the book that they retained to me that are important. One being like the very universal feeling of, you know, how a baby changes a home.
Yeah,
is there. It's very much there. The sort of mid-century modern vibe is there.
But also, of course, I suppose, because of the era in which it was released and because it's Alec Baldwin doing the voice, people are starting to draw comparisons that perhaps it's some sort of satirical depiction of Donald Trump. Now, I assume that wasn't your intention in 2010. He was just some guy on the telly back then. In the film, though, can you see why people might make that connection?
I can absolutely see why. And in fact, you know, when I was envisioning this character, I was confronted with a couple interesting questions. Like, you know, why would the boss baby need to be a white stereotypical male character? You know, for me, that was something I grappled with way early on, because it made it more amusing, and I needed the book to be funny. And I usually don't truck in stereotypes, and I try for a lot of diversity in my work, but this absolutely needed to be, in my mind, a white male stereotypical boss. And so in order for me to be okay with doing a book about that, that's why I set it in this sort of almost artificial mid-century setting that, to me, harkened back to like the TV shows I grew up with, like whether it was the Dick Van Dyke Show or Father Knows Best. Mm. But there was a sort of artifice about the world that I was trying to suggest. Almost like this isn't real. You know, obviously it's not real. It's a picture book. But I'm not suggesting this world, even in the picture book, is real. I'm sort of alluding to the fact that it might be sort of a little production, you know. And when I drew the Boss Baby walking into the house for the first time, I was imagining that there was sort of a TV theme song playing over the text. And that kind of helped me get a little bit of distance. So then, of course, we went through our crazy election, and the unthinkable happened, and there's a certain kind of artifice about what I think personally is going on in the White House. And then, of course, Alec Baldwin started his impersonation of Donald Trump. And so it was very clear as the movie was sort of getting close to being released that many people would probably make these associations. I mean, because basically we have the Boss Baby being voiced by Alec Baldwin, who is impersonating Trump, who is in the White House acting like the Boss Baby. So, you know, it's a circular sort of synchronicity that, of course, people are making these associations. However, you know, DreamWorks began this movie in 2010, thinking about it, and all the animation, including the casting of Alec Baldwin, happened so many years ago.
Yeah, so indeed. Yeah, it's happenstance. Suddenly, life is imitating art. The name of the book is The Boss Baby. Marla Frazee is the author. Marla, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.